Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey!
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey!
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom, comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
I warned you guys, Trask was his thing, and weird abominations that he makes.
No, experimental undead is what you told us.
Yes.
Not weird abominations.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, technically abominations are undead if we're looking at Warcraft.
Anyways, Trask,
sir, could you actually turn that light on, Steven?
Well, as I said, I want to go down the first hallway because it's first and there's stuff down there and it's probably shiny.
Search! I don't care where you're going. Just
search. Okay, well, that's where I'm going and I'm searching. And I
really, you lead where we go at this point.
I got a 19. No, 20.
Perfectly safe.
It's safe.
Alright.
Here's a question.
And now I'll check the door.
Give me a will save, Amanda.
Oh, great. There's two doors next to you.
Are there they're directly across from each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll which way is north?
The one time I actually get a good
are
roll,
you north?
It's just on a will save.
Can I go outside and determine which way is north?
Jumper.
Yeah.
Ah! Where are you going?
I make it.
Why does
that way is north.
That way?
Yes.
Alright.
Ah!
I make it.
Right.
Well then, I guess I will check the east door first.
The door is a mimic.
The door is a mimic.
Whoa.
Yes.
Weird.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
I'm not gonna touch it. I'll check the other door.
Door is a mimic, and they roll for
initiative. Lot more. Wow. 19 plus 13.
That one is a mimic.
And now you roll for initiative.
The door's open on you.
No, the door's just kind of going. No.
Yeah.
Nope, the mimics don't activate yet. They're just kind of like,
I'm a door.
Okay, nothing down this hallway.
You search the walls for secret doors?
I don't want to pass the mimics.
What's a mimic?
These doors are alive and will probably bite us and stuff.
It's not the strangest thing that's touched me today. come on, admit it. You enjoyed it. No,
why don't you just have Tonico smash them? Certainly can't be that dangerous.
I'm not certain how dangerous they are, but I know that they're alive.
You have knowledge dungeoneering?
I don't have knowledge dungeoneering.
I don't have knowledge dungeoneering.
I have knowledge local.
We're not a dungeon group, Steven.
You'd be the only one that could possibly get it.
No, actually, rogues can get it.
I could get it, but there's no reason to, because I've never been in a dungeon in my life.
Yes, we're not an adventurer to establish this. All right, I say, Tana, you charge down the hall and use your elven senses. They can't catch you if you're running full speed.
Just prepare to stop at the end.
this wall I'm leaning against right now? It's really comfortable.
It could be a mimic.
And you know what else it's telling me? It's telling me you should go fuck yourself.
You the balls?
Yeah!
As I said, I don't recommend anyone going down that way.
Alright, let's go find... If all these doors are mimics, we'll just blow this place down.
Oh, we just continue forward and find the guy we're supposed to kill.
Yes, that was
Sounds
my plan.
Good.
A sound plan.
This way.
I want the loot.
Okay, so which way are we going? North, south...
East.
Southwest.
The only east. Direction that...
Southeast or east.
We can.
No, when we get to that, are we going north, south, southeast, or east?
Yes. So
it's like a period now.
How about let's just follow a wall and call it good?
Okay, which wall would you like
you,
to follow?
Do you want the thick hallway or the small hallway?
Let's go for the thick one. Small hallways make me nervous.
Big hallways mean big things.
Yeah, but yeah, it also means two tanks in front of me instead of, or, well, right behind me instead of...
This is what I like about you, Shepard. Big things!
Follow me, Krogan.
I've determined what's in the Krogan's home.
It's brain?
No, delicious candy.
It's a piñata. It's a living piñata. Not like the piñata... farm that you didn't have in that
Viva,
game.
Viva
By the
Viva
way, if we're down here for more than 7 minutes,
okay. Short hallway ends two doors across from each other.
Okay. Cautiously searching for traps along the way.
Oh.
Not with that roll.
28.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, 18 rather, not 28.
18?
Yes, I have plus 13.
Okay. You're pretty sure it's safe.
You stopping at the door and searching?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Are we all just...
I follow him.
Say
go wherever you want.
Three more than that. What did I say? 18? So 21.
Okay, so 21. Hold on. I need to figure out where everyone is.
I'm staying right there for now.
Okay. Storm him out well. You too?
Why is Stormhammer standing there?
He's guarding...
He wants to guard from
all right,
behind.
Whatever, I'll go over here.
So he wants you guys
wait for people to have
healing. He's a sneaky, like, secret agent type guy.
What?
That, like, stands on the walls looking.
No, Stormhammer's not.
No.
He's like,
Stormhammer's just the rear guard.
Yeah.
Ha! Oh.
Who's in there with me?
Alright.
Steven.
Great.
You and Steven get to make reflex checks as the pit opens. Since you're in the center, it's slightly harder than if you were next to the edge, as you might imagine. Why?
Is a 24 good enough?
Are you still large size?
A 24 is one off from being good enough.
Do 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 do.
22 is three away from being good enough.
Can I add?
Do do do.
Assist on the reflex. Oops. Oh yes, I love bennies. All right. Well, hold on. It's a 25 to get back on this side, or it's a 30 if you want to jump next to Ryan.
Do I have to make a jump check?
No, it's reflex.
Worse.
Well, let's see. I got a 26. Do I want to go for the 30?
Yes.
I'm just giving you your options.
I world
she,
worse.
She fails.
Do I have time to go large?
Nope.
Okay.
Quick, Amanda. Bleed storm rufflecopter.
No, I'm going to be falling off the city again, okay?
Is it a hole?
No, you can then turn large size and fly.
The floor resets.
Was it a hole all the way out to the city, though?
No.
We couldn't see.
It went down into darkness.
So now you're down into darkness.
I can't manage missile at
it. Yeah, that's true. You can see better now.
How did it open? You.
What?
You.
What?
How did it open?
Huh, you didn't see that.
I was checking the door.
Well, maybe you should look at the floor.
Maybe you should ascertain how it opens like you did the last one.
Oh, maybe I should. I got a natural 20.
It's another remote trigger.
It's another remote trigger. Someone's probably watching us along the way and just laughing as they activate these things.
Can you disable it?
I don't want to disable it. The dragon fell in there.
Can you just smash it open?
1 foot running start or 10 foot running start to get the.
Can you just smash it open?
I don't want to.
I do. Well, I want to get.
I want to open back. It. I don't want to disable it though, because if I disable it, it won't be able to open again.
No, you guys shouting up and down the hall.
Open it.
What's the what would the DC be to jump across that with the
25, 10,
15, 20, 25 is what you need to clear. 20 to catch the ledge.
To catch, you mean land on the...
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can make it.
Well...
Don't roll a 2 or a 1.
No, don't roll
a 1.
Well, okay, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to, I guess, try and open it and then disable it.
Go ahead. Go ahead and give me a disable device. This is to open it.
19.
Man, it's just... This thing is seamless.
Hmm. What is that, a minute?
Yeah, about.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, no. You can't... You fell into darkness.
I should be able to...
Oh,
wait,
it's
didn't
dark.
Since he failed by 5, he kind of jammed the law mechanism preventing him from
How
being able
to
redo it?
How do you know I failed
it?
By 5?
Because it's probably a 25.
How do you know?
It's not opening. That's what you know.
Okay, I will try again.
Okay.
I can see, though, in dark.
That's fine.
Okay, you're just not going to... Oh, it's magical. Okay.
33.
You jammed it.
Damn. I jammed it.
God!
Alright, well, time to bust it open.
Yep, time to bust it open.
Wait, if I jammed it, does that mean it can't open?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys can walk across now.
First, I like to say, first let's all walk across, and then taunt a smash.
Are you guys running across one at a time? How are we going across? Are we all running in bulk? I want
to
know.
So you all want us to be trapped over there instead?
I think seeing over here is a better idea.
I suppose I...
We've lost a few tentacles, Andre.
Suppose I try and stab my sword down and...
Wait, first I'll
like
try
right here?
Running across
right here?
And jumping.
And jumping?
Yes, I'm going to run and jump across.
The tentacles.
As in I'm
going to
try and break an edge or something.
Do you remember that other?
Yeah.
Tentacles of Divine Providence.
What's for dinner?
I got a 15. I keep going.
The ceiling slams down.
Be reflex.
Really?
Yes.
That's sad.
As I'm just kind of standing there with my sword, and suddenly it's like.
Bam!
Oh.
It's a
give me a reflex for your sword.
It's kind of a double.
It's fairly easy. 20. Okay. Basically, it's just, you know, if the sword was down when the ceiling decided to come down, like, snap your sword.
Yeah! But it's magical.
That's
Whoa.
Fine. I do damage.
It would explode. That's what the sword.
The sword.
Hey, guys, it's kind of a double trap.
Why don't you guys search the doors? We'll just stay over here for right now.
Okay.
Okay. I already searched that door.
It's perfectly safe.
Echo, echo, echo.
That's the one I got like a 29 on it.
It's perfectly safe.
Alright, notice check first.
Notice check?
Notice. I'm listening.
Oh.
25.
Roar!
You actually hear faint bubbling and humming.
Could I get out for a moment?
Check.
There actually is noise.
I'm hearing bubbling and humming in there.
Cool.
I want you to stealthily open the door and peek in.
Let me check it for traps first.
I thought you already searched it.
Not I thought one. You were listening at the other door.
No, I'm listening at the door you searched.
Oh, okay.
I'm not... I don't want to...
So he leans over you, so it's the...
You're sitting there...
Hey, I'm searching here.
Excuse me.
Do you want me to do a good job or not? Okay, well I will... Is it locked?
No.
I will stealthily open it so I can peek in...
Don't roll.
Don't roll?
Don't roll.
Okay, I won't roll.
Hey, those weren't no mimics.
Yes, they were.
Or they were just covering up the real doors.
Or maybe the mimics were the doors.
I still want to know what's in there. I want to go and smash them.
So I told you guys I wanted to kill the mimics.
Okay, well, why? If you can try and convince me, I'm willing
to go
back.
I did, and it was ignored.
Well, first let's go kill the person, and if we survive that, we'll come back and smash the mimics and get the loot.
No.
There you go.
I hear it, but you guys don't. It's just darkness.
How do you roar?
I roar.
Oh, that's right. You only have a no tongue, not that you're actually mute.
No, it's not that she doesn't have a tongue. It's that her mouth isn't suited for human words. That's how she puts it.
How are you?
It is, but...
I can't form... It's like a dog trying to speak English. It doesn't happen.
She can't move her lips the right way.
She has lips?
So you're like a hare lip.
Yeah, exactly.
A what?
A hare lip.
I just got the dragon part of... that part.
Dragons talk.
Okay.
Steven, she does it. Deal with it.
I just want to know how you're used. That's how she's used.
All right, so you two... Well,
no.
Yes.
No.
When you peek in... All you can really see are these two and this over here. There's a faint green glowing light underneath each of these giant vats. And inside is a fully formed, although asleep, fully equipped young elven maiden. Probably no more than 2 or 3 centuries old and fairly attractive.
Fully equipped?
Fully equipped.
She's got leather
armor.
Everything.
Leather armor.
I was just going to say, like, how are they equipped?
And
like,
she is floating suspended.
Double D's?
Yeah. Like she's wearing a bra and clothes.
She is equipped in studded leather armor. She has a dagger and a rapier.
Cool. They all are equipped in that?
Mm-hmm. And they're all the exact same elven maiden.
Oh.
So we go in and search
their cloning? Can I notice...
This one down here seems to be somewhat special as it's been set off by itself. And it is actually in a dress.
Ooh. I say we go in and search.
Hold on.
I bet you want to search.
you said you heard humming.
Yeah.
It's the faint humming of the bats.
Oh, that type of humming, not like...
Yeah.
I think of Pokemon, the movie, the first one. Sorry. All
right, let's
I actually saw that.
Okay, I guess we'll go in.
Do you mean to roll for stealth?
The cloning Pokemon.
The girls are not watching you. They are.
They're asleep. They're unconscious.
Conscious.
Let's see what's going on.
I will search around and see what's going on. Is there like a? Well, I make sure there's no traps in the center of the room or anything like that, or even along the sides. Just make sure there's no traps in here.
And secret doors.
And secret doors. And
are there?
Look up.
What are
they? They're just vats.
Like those or
they're just indentions.
26.
On the wall, and I suck at drawing. Actually, on right here, there's some faint glyphs. Ricardo wouldn't really recognize them, but you would see them as something. Imagine like a illusionary like keyboard type of thing. To be able to type and stuff.
Oh, that type of keyboard, not
yeah.
like a...
It's piano. Got runes and glyphs and whatnot. Cool. And it's here and here. No secret doors or anything.
Cool.
No traps.
No pressure plates.
Nope, this room actually appears to be fairly safe.
No falling ceilings?
Yes, no falling ceilings.
He searched the floor, he said very specifically.
Well, yeah. Okay, so there's some kind of glyphs here on the floor. They're blue and...
Should I seek the wisdom of the smashing people and see what's going on? Should we smash them?
If you can convince them to come across without getting smushed.
Well, no, I'm just going to tell them what's going on and see what they think.
Oh, sure.
Put my head down the wall.
By 20%?
Down the wall?
Uh-huh.
What alignment you smash down to reduce the cost? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I poke my head out and look down the wall. Hey, Tieflings.
Yes.
I did use multiple there. Where's the other? Did you guys kill her?
Yes, we got hungry.
Anyways, we have 3 vats with apparently clones.
You have 7 vats.
Seven. Seven vats with clones.
And seven.
Of seven. Dwarven, vats. I mean, dwarven, wow. Elven maiden that's all decked out with
and glowing
equipment.
Keyboards. Tell them about
is
the glowing keyboards.
And glowing keyboards.
Is this like the... other, like, elven chicks that were zombies and tried to eat you guys?
Does it look like them?
No, those were those zombified were prostitutes.
No.
And they weren't
no.
the same.
This is a different woman, and there's seven of them, and they're all full of different. One of them's in a dress. Should we leave it be? Should we try to hack the keyboard? Should we try to smash
it? I don't know.
I suggest just leave it alone.
I want to press keys.
Basically, a certain number of charges.
I'm going to press keys.
And then it eventually runs out.
Yes, then you activate.
What? Charges per day doesn't run out.
Yes.
Yes, but he also has limited charges.
Because then they activate them and they become hostile.
That's what he just asked.
Oh, he wanted to put limited charges and charges per day?
I don't want to charge six robes.
I'm looking for a cheap way to get night vision.
Well, I'll just eat that. He's immune to it. He's not.
It's like one charge.
I poked a button.
Okay, roll 3d6.
Except not.
136.
136, even the hard way. That's all you need. You can kind of hear a... You guys out in the main room can actually hear an audible, "You fool!"
Oh, what?
You, however, in the bubbling room don't notice anything.
Oh.
Except other than all the bats are being drained.
Do I hear anything?
Yes, since you're within earshot.
Do I hear anything?
Ricardo, what'd you do?
Someone said, "You fool."
No, you didn't hear that.
Know.
That's okay.
Ricardo, what did you do?
I pressed a button.
Why? Andre, quick draw. And free fight back in. Start Bart singing. We might be able to hear you down here.
You'd easily be able to hear me down there.
These are stone walls. It echoes.
Yes. Probably Bart song from like the entrance while we go in.
I need to get that bard spell and just be like, "You're a bard now."
Protege. You start singing.
Because they're actually better at it than I am.
Who?
Anyone he touches with that.
It's half my bard equivalent level. My spellcasting level. And that's what bard level they are.
Alright. These are all the same chains, so I'm not going to take time.
Okay.
As they all wake up.
Do they look angry?
They look crazy.
Oh.
I warned you.
As in hostile crazy? Or
as in crazy.
As in all right, don't give me any tricks.
Don't roll, Amanda.
I'm not. Did I hit the ground or am I continuously falling?
You have fallen into a plot hole.
A plot hole? Oh, goody! I love plot holes.
That means Andre didn't plan for that.
No, I do.
Oh, okay, so a different kind of plot hole.
Yes, a different kind of plot hole.
A hole with a plot. Would you prefer that?
Yes, because a plot hole means like...
Hole type plot.
I don't know what that is.
It does plot damage to you.
I'm rolling really high today, 21.
Alec.
Roll a d20.
Ryan.
16.
Jessica.
11.
Steven.
21. Up.
Stormhammer.
Bullshit, you don't have higher in my initiative.
Plus six.
Nuh-uh.
Does the lady in the dress look crazy?
Yes.
Damn.
They all react on 24.
Holy shiz.
He said rogues.
No, he didn't. He said they're equipping stone
walls. No, that's what he said.
Well, I figured it. They're equipping
out of game comments.
Shiz, I was hoping to go for them and get in the corner.
Do they start puking?
Kinda.
Andre, do they count as elves?
If you're in, like,
yes.
Okay. No charges. Water oxygen.
1 use per day.
So they'd be like, and snorting water.
Does it cost exactly the same amount?
Oh, and they get full around tackle,
have
man.
Have you ever accidentally almost
grabbed sneak attacks.
Got water healing?
Yeah.
Whoa! I might be being picked up off the floor.
I honestly would have done 2 use per day, but
don't they're worry, actually a rapier and a dagger.
That's more money.
Don't worry, they're all dual wielding, and I am not.
I have 4 foot. Well, it depends how much money we have after this.
And they just critted on me.
Well, at least they can't crit on me.
Really?
The force
that's
of the blow.
That's my excessive amount.
Knocks you to the ground.
Wanting to be.
Hey,
now that you have an opportunity, when I stand up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I don't get a full round attack action.
Can you tumble?
I don't have tumble. For some reason, rangers don't have that as a skill, you know?
Oh. You can wear medium armor.
I don't have tumble.
Great for having people do extra damage. Enemies also... Yeah, this is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're the point bitch today.
What?
Yeah. Blame it all on Ryan. It's okay. Beat him up for me.
Well, you know what? I've realized if I stay out of combat, I don't get hurt.
It's true. I'm sorry.
40!
You stinky lady.
as they are screaming maniacally as they stab you.
Do we hear this?
Oh, yeah.
You hear Steve go, oh,
no, you don't hear it.
And they're going, oh!
No, see, I don't.
If I had a full round attack, I might actually have hope putting
these two
down.
Have a full round attack on you. These two are just stabbing us with a rapier. What's your AC? You are flat footed.
Nice
21. Okay, I actually have 2 hits. 3 hits.
Dex.
8 plus 6 is
14.
Oh, I take
14. She, the one in the dress, actually looks at you with some level of intelligence. She steps forward and says, you carry his taint.
Whose taint?
She'll hit you.
I've got a taint. No.
You will take 4 points of damage.
You do have a taint.
Yes.
Everyone. Can I stand up from 3 or 5, Andre?
Did you lose it when you
Because that's move action.
Crawling is 5 feet.
No, but like stand up, attack, and 3 or 5.
Yes, you can.
Okay. The rule is you can't 3 or 5 in the round that you move, and I don't know.
Steven.
Stand up.
That's their primary. Let's see, standing up from prone, so you've got a 20 AC, so I got 1 hit.
But I'm no longer prone.
But you're standing up. You still have the prone penalty. You take 5. Oh, I know it's so damaging. Go ahead, whine some more.
If you take guard.
Then I free 5
domain,
that
it's like.
Corner. Yeah, that works too. And then 1 attack on that one.
Oh, that's it. If you take the sloth domain, you
30.
Actually don't lose AC when you're prone because you're closer to your deity that way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
14.
She'll take 14.
You mean they don't have the bonuses for when you're prone?
Yeah. All right. Tyler, you hear the ranger squealing like a girl.
I suppose I'll go.
That's 5. No, that's 6, sorry. 2 diagonals. No. No. Yes. You've got 1 square left.
Okay.
If you have a 30-foot movement. If you don't, you have
15. I have a 40-foot movement.
Then you have 15 more. You could walk through it. Apparently some elven women are stabbing him.
Right.
They will take their attack opportunity to move through.
Didn't they already take one?
They've got 2.
They've got combat reflex.
They're rogues. It's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon.
They hate on man.
Yep.
Well, I know what weapon I'm using here, actually. Here's a question for when I get over there. Are they considered undead?
No.
No, I get my own bonus.
You can ask him.
Well, considering I'm holding a torch in one hand, I have to use my
No, wait, I'll haste.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now they're over there. I'll activate the magic item.
What does the magic item do?
Shield.
It does special things.
Alright, that was...
You suck.
Yes? Okay. Then we have
giving away all my secrets.
16.
Bong. Secrets.
16. Bong.
3-5 to the wall.
Your head has to be stuck on it. There's nowhere to free fall.
What?
You are surrounded.
I can't 3-5 to the wall?
That is a wall.
Oh, that's a wall?
You're on the wall.
Oh, I didn't realize this was 2 rooms.
That's a person.
Yeah.
I thought that was
on the
floor.
Did that person move?
No.
Okay, well, I'll be over here instead.
Well, that's annoying.
That's a DC like 25 or 30, I think.
25.
I don't think I can.
You can tumble through someone's square.
Yeah, but I don't think I can.
Plus 14 tumble.
Well, you could, you know, 5
tumble. That's what I'm saying. Can I do that?
You've got 5.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Make a tumble check. You can always roll.
I guess.
You have bennies.
But I don't know if I want to do that if I lose all my attacks when I lose. I mean, when I fail.
You don't lose all your attacks.
It's just a movement action.
It's just a movement action. So you won't get a full round attack.
So I get 1 attack.
You get 1 attack.
If you move, you'll get 1 attack.
You're attacking?
Yeah.
Which one are you focusing on?
The leader.
One in the dress.
I do the one in the corner. Shoot.
Oh, the corner.
Wait, they can't sneak attack you anyways.
Yeah. They can't sneak attack me.
But he does. Well, I suppose, Ryan, did you roll all your d12s for hit once?
What?
Ability granted.
Yes, I rolled all my d12s for hit.
Okay, I didn't know if you actually got that done or not.
Yes, I rolled decently.
Good.
Bad with the smell.
Yeah, I'll get sick, and then you guys will see me projectile vomit all over everybody. There's nice lines for me.
Aim for him.
Hopefully you have enough self-control to make it to the bathroom. If you don't, I'm going to treat you like a child.
That's fine.
They're not immune to it.
No, they're not immune to anything. They're elves.
Okay.
I just probably won't be back.
Okay, they're immune to your
They're immune to your paralysis, and if you cast sleep on them.
And nightmare.
Does a 15 hit them?
15 will not hit them.
Damn it. Okay, not a crit.
Because remember, they're in studded leather armor.
Ooh.
So that's not a crit then.
25 will hit.
Even on the leader?
And that's my boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might have to look at that.
She's straight having the same stats.
Okay. I just knew she was in a dress.
I seriously will get a migraine. I will be out for the rest of the game.
You said that last time.
Yes, but I had my head facing the opposite way most of the time. But if you jiggle it around in this area, I'll be able to smell it.
I think we take a rogue template
for you.
Yes.
A rogue template?
Mm-hmm. That way, you know, I'll just, you know, be part human. Part
do it again? Come on. Yeah, you want to.
No, I don't.
For Amanda.
Well, I do have my pills.
That makes me want to do it even more.
28.
And a fortitude save. Come in a round bottle.
28. Wow.
Well, and a fortitude save to see if she turns into a ghoul.
For free. Isn't the doctor nice?
He just gave you one sample, things.
You're turning people into ghouls now?
He gave you two boxes.
It's an automatic.
Amanda!
I, wow. It's an automatic thing if I bite them and
yes.
It kills them.
Your turn.
Oh, I do things?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong person.
I flop around.
The con drain kills them.
Wait, he goes before me?
He goes on 15. Alec goes on 6.
Okay.
Yes, of course he goes before you.
Jerk.
Okay. Like, everyone goes before you, Alec.
Jessica.
Boing!
I will stay here.
Okay. That was 11. 6.
Ow!
Your house is like hairy.
I activate my dancing shield.
Brilliant animals.
I do.
Alright, top of the round.
Nothing's very static.
That was my movement action.
That's your standard action.
I know.
Okay, I still have a movement action.
Then take it.
But this is more amusing than complaining about hair.
5, 10.
Go ahead and give me a reflex right about there.
Right about where?
There.
Yes, the ceiling falls on me.
Is that a square that... Oh, okay.
I don't need that.
So he got a chance to hold action for someone to walk in?
6.
Can I take it a 17 and... isn't enough?
A 17 will not make it.
Can you try and what?
Determine where his voice came from.
Frog. Right.
It's
20.
Kind of an
25.
25? 25 is DC to get back here.
Well! Well, that was your turn.
No.
Free action?
Alright.
How nice of you.
Yeah, he can see me somewhere, so I'm going to try that.
And they'll just continue stomping him. Alright, Steven. Daggers. Rapiers.
Yay!
Oh, he looks so in pain. That is a very good face.
Yeah.
His hands make him look a little gay.
When you get hit in the nuts, it doesn't matter what your sexual orientation
is. It looks like he got 14. His stomach.
Yeah. More like the stomach.
Yeah.
What is it, Steven?
Soccer.
I'll do my two morning stars on one and then the other on the other, yeah.
Okay.
Crit. Does a 16 hit?
No.
Slashing. Double damage, one con bleed.
No, I'm fairly certain he got hit in the nuts. I know that face.
Okay, then.
What?
That's a good face.
I'm fairly certain he got hit in the nuts.
Does,
he probably bounced up.
That, he was
actually,
yelling,
he probably really had to be hit in the nuts by going like this.
Double damage and push back one square. Pretty sure this individual is dead. The other person, 20 and 14.
20 will hit.
I assume they're not immune to electricity.
No, they're elves.
I like the height is 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
That's how much it would cost. 17.
Splat.
Dark vision.
Oh. You're proficient in killing young elven maidens.
Limited chaotic alignment.
Tyler.
We'll go ahead and haste.
Oh, why is it always me?
And me.
And Jessica.
I'm like, eh, they can handle it. It's their own fault for getting in that trouble.
I've learned to try.
Could you roll a one on?
Well, can they attack opportunity me? Actually, no, I just, the haste doesn't go off.
Okay.
I'm assuming they actually can around that corner, yes. Right?
Okay.
I failed the defensive casting. Assuming natural ones fail.
It's in combat, remember?
No haste then.
Okay, no haste.
You don't get hazed.
Nobody gets hazed, actually.
Aha! The darkness prevails.
So what's that?
Madness of the
21 to attack the other maiden.
You hit a half-dragon. Oh.
You cast a standard act with your haste, and they failed.
I lose my standard action?
Yes.
Yeah, when I fail casting?
Yes. Oh! Yes. Which one is that?
That's where you're going to.
Okay.
Crash ships on the
16 Ryan.
The holes.
Attack the one in the corner here so I can get in.
I guess I won't do that.
That or I'll just... Well, never mind. Attack somebody else. I can slaughter this person horrifically.
Yes. Slaughter the young elven maiden. Make her scream!
They're clones. They're not real people.
So we're not hasted?
No.
No.
Okay. In that case,
these are his like little maids.
Yeah, I'll just attack the one.
He might be upset that we killed his maids.
The other man with shield.
That. He likes to roleplay.
This one is 15.
Right. And you have to be able to speak. 15 will indeed miss.
I doubt if I'm activating my goggles of night vision. Then,
if you're gagged, then you cannot activate them. Or if you're silenced. Because it's a command word.
By the way, Steven, I'm getting what you got for about a fourth of the price.
How?
Use two times per day, command word activated.
How long does dark vision last?
3 hours.
19.
Yeah, third level caster.
Yeah,
it's total.
Last an hour. Yes. Per
day. Wow, she's still alive.
I only hit her two times with a dagger, and one time I did.
Yours lasts all the time, Steven.
Yeah.
Yes. Yours will. If I need to spend more than 6 hours.
That also means you have to make yours custom made.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'll take 4 days.
Assuming someone has a free time. All right.
Assuming they don't ask me questions why that I want it limited chaotic alignment.
What is all right, actually Stormhammer.
Andre made it up. He does that.
It's useful.
I can use it.
Okay.
He can probably use it.
No, 11, Jessica.
You could use my goggles.
I'm not going to participate in this, though. I'm just a woman.
Alec.
Just chill. We got this handled.
Yeah. Bunch of elven maidens.
I grab my shield and put it back on my back.
Okay.
No, it's still making that noise. Pops out of
the person who made his shield actually put goes.
You're all the rapier. I will have 3 hits on Ricardo from the rapiers.
One of them was a crit.
He's undead.
Oh, true.
Okay.
I stab you in the heart.
Ow.
It was just I stab you in the eye. Ow! I actually used that.
No, stab. No, for some reason, you have no eye. You can still see out that socket.
Just no, one. The eye pops out, hangs, and you just grab
27, actually.
27?
Because they hit a lot.
How close to death?
I don't know, a while. What did you say, 27?
27.
Oh, that's right. Your HP went up a lot.
Like,
Steven.
15.
Yeah. That's a whole level of hit
points. I
full
on attack the four elven.
That's a lot more than a level of hit points for me.
Not for me.
If I was
16 does not hit, so that's not a crit. But there's 1, 2, 3.
Unless this was Pathfinder, then your D hit, I guess it could be
4. Does an 18 hit?
It's still hard to get a 15 on a D8.
Does an 18 hit?
Yes. It doesn't matter. His D hit dice a D12.
I know. I hit 5 times. My minimum damage will split the point.
Yes, I'm aware. I'm saying.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
It? Tyler.
I get it. That's about 3 levels of hit points for me.
Originally.
Yes.
Now it's 8 levels. Yeah. Possibly.
Well, actually, no, not possible.
Oh, because you don't add con to anything.
I don't add anything. I just get what I roll.
Unless you take a proof of toughness.
There would be a wall there.
Then I get 3 points more.
You have.
There's not an ally there.
Yes, but you have to step there or there.
Yeah.
You can't there or there. I thought I wanted to step there.
No, that's
you want to step here, then that's 10 feet.
Okay. Yeah, you have to take toughness to save.
It is a movement action, still.
No?
I wasn't free fiving.
That's retarded.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you're fine.
Consider toughness a waste of a feat.
It would be a little bit more worth it if it was on the road to improved toughness.
18.
18 will hit her.
You know how many hit points though a fighter would have to improve toughness, and then every feat he got, he took toughness?
8.
We'll kill her.
That is indeed a lot of hit
points. Yeah, we're about to kill some.
Yes.
By stabbing it.
Ryan,
I repaired it.
Ouchies. I can't take another round of that. Or is one of them looking hurt at all?
No.
No one has attacked any of them.
They're all six. Those two are now dead.
Okay, well, I will pre-five back.
12 is
throw my dagger at one.
I heal you.
Feet.
Oh, wait.
So give me an attack.
12. 13. I'll use critical on you, Ryan.
Oh, boy. 18.
Inch one.
That'll hit him anyway. Yeah. That's at least a 22.
17.
Okay.
12.
11.
68 to 11.
68 All right, that plus was Ryan. 15 Stormhammer. Stormhammer can't.
Like human takes the.
Move.
My good lord! What are all these dead elven women in here?
They attacked me. They were crazy.
Jessica's holding. Alex holding top of the round.
Ha! You don't get your flank bonus. That hurts.
Rapier, Steven.
What?
Possible
what
crit.
Are you talking about?
No crit. Dagger you? No, dagger you. Ryan, I hit.
My daughter downer.
And I miss.
Hit to 25 now.
Steven, you take 8.
Is that a leveled elf dead?
Yeah.
The one that looked intelligent?
Yes. She just had minor intelligence.
I kicked her ass.
Okay. And Steven, or Ryan, you take 6.
I can take that.
Okay, now we go from 24 to 21. Steven?
I take my swords on the uninjured person.
22.
24.
And higher.
Okay.
You see the damage here. 12, 15, plus 15 is 30, plus, yeah.
Dead.
The other person, of course, you cannot have any crit range. 2 hits.
She's dead.
He might not do 13.
She's dead.
Are you certain that's even possible, Andre?
I don't know. You guys are only level 12 now.
Did you kill them all?
Yeah.
Nice.
Alright, Amanda.
This is the kind of fight I excel at.
You are in some sort of force tube.
Force tube?
You know, sort of like one of these. Except there's no real glass. Although you are in liquid, but the liquid isn't moving. As though, you know, there's something holding it there. Standing there is a very pale Nyepian elf who seems to be kind of studying you.
So the dark niche is kind of lifted,
yes.
And now I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
I can't move.
You can move around all you want in the jelly.
I can't try to get out or anything.
Sure, you can attempt to force your way out all you want.
The way you make it sound as if I can.
You'll be trying to break a force wall, that's all.
Punch that magic shield. I guess.
And slash it with her giant sword.
No.
Natural 20.
Oh, it's immune to physical damage.
It's not possible, actually.
As I say, go ahead, punch the magical wall.
Hey. You have something that does non-physical
it's
damage.
Just,
it doesn't matter.
It'll probably just bounce back and forth and be like, boom, boom, boom.
It's actually not possible.
The only way
what's
to
not possible?
Stop a force wall
getting rid
is
of that.
Spell.
Oh.
Disintegrate.
Oh, true.
He seems to be kind of studying you.
I just kind of stare at him then.
He looks at your arm and suddenly your arm kind of floats off in the jelly. Mm. And he begins kind of looking at it and he's... writing things down.
You can't talk to him.
Nope.
You can sign to him.
You can roar at him.
I guess I'll sign to him.
What do you sign?
Fine. I'm guessing you're Mose?
Yes.
Oh, hi. You can know sign language.
It's called comprehend languages.
Oh.
Oddly enough, it does work that way.
Strange.
Well, hi.
You're here to kill me.
I'd say that.
No, I'll be sure to return the favor.
Well, the party decided to go. Yes.
Yes.
Hooray, I finally get to kill a Nyepian elf, now that I think about it.
They're upstairs, defiling my work.
Is that what they're doing?
Oh, yeah!
Exactly is your work, then?
Nude elves.
Attempting to bring life to that which is gone.
Oh.
Through the arcane means, because Divine already has it.
Well, I guess you are a necromancer.
Yes.
No, he's not. He's just playing that he is.
He's a necromancer.
He's a play necromancer.
He's a fail necromancer.
He's actually an illusionist. This is one big illusion.
You guys are still sitting in your apartment.
Yeah. Even while I'm in, it's a special illusion.
It's a hard illusion.
What are you going to do with me?
Study you.
This is actually the Matrix.
Create a clone of you and unleash you upon your friends.
Oh! Sounds fun!
Luckily, you'll know who to kill first. I recommend you swing at the bar. They should be willing to let you close to them. Especially if I make you heavily wounded. Or then you may be next to cleric, which isn't another acceptable target.
Oh, that's cute!
He's telling me
who to kill. Yeah, go ahead, get close to the cleric. She's totally vulnerable.
That's what I was laughing about.
He doesn't know I'm a monk also.
Well, this sucks.
Yes. You should be a fine specimen, though.
I'm glad he didn't get me.
Ooh, ooh! I have sense motive.
It would be interesting if he got me.
That would be interesting.
If you clone the undead, do they suddenly become
living?
Vulnerable to...
He kind of waves his hand and he pushes a few buttons on one of the keyboards and there's another tube and suddenly you're recreated in it.
Oh! I always wanted a twin.
We need to make you look heavily wounded. You're missing a finger.
Which one?
Pinky.
Not you, the other person.
Oh, the other one?
The other person.
Oh, okay.
You're controlling two bodies at once.
Yes, this will be acceptable. Let's have a test run. There's ooh shoots everywhere. Go. You know your mission. Back to the group.
So, let's go look in the other room, shall we?
I'm still in the force field.
You're still in the force field.
By the way, Stephen, sense motive only works well if they... I think talking is kind of a big part of that. You'll probably take some minuses since you
actually
sense motive is looking at somebody going...
Talking has almost very little to do with sense motive.
Yeah, it's mostly body
Okay.
No, all right. Ricardo, would you mind searching the other door before we charm across the trap of doom?
You're allowed to have your incorrect opinion. I know.
I'm not going over
there. Can I have some healing?
Oh, I'm not going over there yet. I'm asking for healing before I leave the room.
Who?
I'll heal you if you want.
Nobody.
The paladin?
Oh, hey, you're over there.
Exactly. I was like, I'm not going over there.
I'll heal you if you want.
Search the door, see if there's a trap. We'll open it. You can stay out here.
Why don't you just disable the thingy?
The ceiling. Here, stand on my shoulders.
Disable the ceiling.
Your feet are kind of slimy.
You're pretty sure you got it.
I think it's the table. The table.
No, they're requesting your help.
Over there.
Let's just open. Search this door for traps.
Bring me over on your shoulders. It's fun.
Search the door for traps first.
I'll search from on top of your shoulders.
It's gonna be kind of difficult.
I'll put a -2 on your search.
Assist me. Make me a totem pole of searching.
I cannot assist you searching for traps.
He doesn't have trap finding.
Put me down.
Well, if the DC's less than 20, you can.
20 or less. I came down with the shoulder since he refused.
I can't. I don't know what traps look like. I...
27.
Hey, look at what basic traps look like.
They look safe. Now take me over on your shoulders.
Steven, if you see a bear claw trap, you know what it is.
Yes. With the number of times I've missed those in Dragon Age.
Stupid bear claw traps.
All right.
You guys are
pansies. First off,
I miss those. I just missed the clothes.
Ooh, I got an 18 on notice. Right here. You hear bubbling and pumping.
It's been me going, oh, my back.
There's more tubes in
here. Then I'm like, ah.
Oh, in that room?
The clones. With all of us over here, we can just pop in, take care of the problem, and then we'll go back over.
Well, I go back over regardless.
Because we have to go back over eventually. This is always a dead end.
As far as you know, it could be a secret door.
Definitely. You search for the secret doors, I'm going to open this one.
No, I refuse. I'm not going to let him do that.
What, now I can let him search for secret doors?
No, no. No, never mind. It was a reference to what the models were doing.
Oh.
Was someone humping you?
Yes.
Was it Steven?
No, it was the paladin.
Of course.
I was totally moving the paladin. Oop.
It's 14. 13.
Hold on. 54 minus 13 is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong one. Oh, Andre.
12.
I cast summon triple ally.
So 13.
Tribbles, tribbles.
I cast summon planar ally. 7.
Summon other player character ally.
I summon Ty.
I forgot why the spell do that.
Ty refuses to search for any traps for fear of there being an instant death trap. And none of us have an extra death ward scroll.
Okay, well...
Actually, I do.
Okay. Much the same as the last one, except the woman in this one is actually dressed in... well, it appears to be Elven Chainmail.
Besides that, is everything in this room exactly the same?
Yes.
Girls and everything.
Them girls, even same equipment, except for that one.
Are there aren't any plaques or anything describing anything?
Why would he need to describe his own research to
himself? I don't know.
All right, well, I'm going to get in the corner.
Notes lying around somewhere or something.
It's very OCD.
Oh, over here. So that way
he's
they can't get something. Picardo, would you come activate these things so we can take care of this so we don't get attacked from the behind?
Sorry, that just worked weird.
Tana, would you like to come across? Please.
For what?
So you can
slaughter the clones?
Slay the abomination.
So you can kill some innocent elves that have been cloned.
You realize we could just leave them there, right?
But they're crazy. They need to die.
Blood for the blood, God.
I'm actually a Cornite.
All right,
two-hand weapon.
I killed him. No.
He's in heavy armor.
They've done nothing wrong, as far as I know. I'm not going to kill them.
Activated them.
They're crazy. You should put them out of their misery.
You don't have to
Is there
activate
a keyboard
them.
In here, too?
Give me a search check.
I'm gonna say no. I'll stay here.
Natural.
Well, why don't we try and free them and see if they...
No, obviously this is done also by remote.
You just want to leave this,
okay.
The nice elven ladies
the
in their
thingies.
Tombs? Because that's what they are.
I actually stand in the middle of the room. Magic missile.
Bonk.
With their force cages.
Yeah.
Ricardo!
What?
You coming?
What? No.
No?
Why are we killing them? Leave them alone.
Because if he can activate these things from behind, from remote, like he's doing all these everything else in this freaking place.
We're not killing them, we're activating to set them free, and the other ones attacked us like the other ones, and we'll kill them.
Yes, we don't
I'm assuming
to
they're
going to
attack
them.
Me. As soon as they attack me, I'm attacking back. I'm sorry, I'm operating under assumptions here. Everything in this place seems to want to kill me.
Well, they were crazy.
Including the freaking ceiling.
The other ones.
Hey, look! Zombie clown! Spiders!
Why'd you open?
From space?
Yes.
I was just seeing if you looked down any of the other passages yet.
I guess I looked down some of the other passages while ignoring Ricardo's.
We could have. I was holding to see if anything popped out of
it. And then I was just saying, because you've been here for a while.
I ignore Ricardo's pleas and look down the hallways.
You just are going to ignore the trapped elven ladies that are your friends?
We don't know them.
You haven't seen any of them.
Besides, if they're
clean. I got one of the bodies. This is what they look like.
Well, then you shouldn't have any problems killing them.
I'll go over to the other.
And we shouldn't have any problems just leaving them there.
Things, then.
Well, they could be released upon the populace at large.
I'm going to push some of the buttons on them.
Well, then.
What's your name? Hey, Rooney.
This is Rooney.
Oh, I'm in the vet.
No, that's not a vet.
What happened to you?
Fell down a hole.
Fell down.
Whack.
Fell down hole.
Blades. Choppy, choppy. Splat.
Fell down a hole.
By the way, Andre, good idea including the blades because I was about to ask the question, how did you get slashing damage from falling down a hole?
Falling down a hole, you got the blade action.
That happened to me last time we all got sucked into a pit trap.
Last time that was a hobgoblin pit trap, if I recall correctly.
No, it was a kobold trap.
That's right. That's
kill her just for the hell of it. Don't kill that evil.
No. Hey, if I was on there, I'd make a sense motive check. I'm going to make a sense motive check against the paladin. Ha! He's a paladin.
The paladin doesn't actually like you.
Surprise?
Sephiria's down that hallway if you want to go... Get some healing from her.
I will go ahead and go look for a different control panels in that room, since obviously they have to have some way to control it. Wrong room.
Now, where were they? There has to be a control panel in here somewhere.
I assume my corner again, waiting for them to activate.
By the way, I pointed Rumi in the direction of...
I will detect magic.
Tyler.
Neither of them.
Hey, my character doesn't know you're here to kill us.
I know.
What is that?
A large flesh golem type thing. What they basically did was, it looks like you took a whole bunch of creatures and grafted them to them. Grafted creatures to this one. It's kind of a centaur-like creature with about 8 goblin legs supporting a human torso with ogre arms attached and a gnome head.
That's an abomination.
It is indeed an abomination.
It shows the dwarf.
A dwarf with elven ears.
We forgot to see the dwarven neck with elven ears.
That's what this place is.
Are you okay, Mr. Dragon?
You're in another room.
He's
can't
talking
get
to
out.
In this room.
Huh? Why not? Am I in the way?
It's in the force cage.
Oh.
Oh.
See if you can go disable it.
I suppose I will. Well,
try that.
I'll go ahead and go and try and disable it.
Go and give me a disable device.
Thirty.
It's not able to be disabled.
Not applicable? It's a spell.
Alright, Tyler, you're just taking 20 looking for a control panel because you know it has to be here!
Sure, why not?
He also casts detect magic, so.
Well, the entire area radiates faint magic, but yes, you'll eventually find the.
Hey, Stormhammer, can you get over here in case they go psycho?
I don't recommend standing place where they can flank you.
Alright, we'll push the button that Ryan pushed the other one.
Well, you don't know which button he pushed.
Okay, I will activate my thingy and then. Push a button.
Roll 3d6.
Five, five, four.
Boop. The color of the liquid changes color.
That's not what he did.
Boop. It's now blue.
Pointless magical effects.
She's now in a...
sundress?
She's now in a bikini.
Ooh, I like that change.
Especially since all the girls over here now have blue hair.
Good luck.
Boop. Suddenly, the liquid begins draining out of them.
Alright, I draw my weapons, get ready.
And they begin to shrivel.
Oh. Poor ladies. Or clone,
I assume.
All of them shriveled.
Lose the bikini!
Alright, well, I guess we get out of here now.
Hey.
Yes?
We seem to have some sort of magic wall here. It's got Rooney in it. Anything you can possibly do?
Like a spell or something. I can't disable it.
Spellcraft?
Let's see, you need a 22, it's close enough. Force wall.
Yep, force wall.
It's a wall of force.
It has to be.
It's a magical wall of force, thank you.
Yeah. It has to be dispelled, which I do not have. Do you happen to have it, C?
What?
A dispel?
What's going on?
Rooney's stuck in a tube.
He's stuck behind a force wall.
I don't have third level spells yet.
Gurgle.
What in the hell is that?
Don't touch
just
it yet.
Come this way. don't look around. Keep your wandering eyes to yourself.
Even you were like, don't look at... The fuck is that?
I'm walking by go. I can imagine I never saw that. I forgot the last 7 seconds of my life.
This is so nasty. You totally have to come look at it.
That was awesome.
Is this a courtesy look?
It's like two girls, one cup or whatever. Or tub girl or whatever.
Three missed calls. What? Oh, Ryan, Stephen, and Nathan.
Just now.
I now have a text message from Crystal. King for... Oh, good lord. Stop sending me text messages. Yes, I know it's Gabriel's birthday. I'm going to his birthday party tomorrow.
Hey, that's my dad's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Stephen already had his birthday. It was, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, something like that.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Yay. You're old now.
You don't really tell anyone, do you?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're how old? 22?
22.
It means I deserve spankings. I nominate Andre.
Alright.
Well, sucks to be you.
Actually, I was going to be doing it on Saturday because that was the first free day that we all had.
Oh.
Well, sucks to be you, Rooney. All right, you're stuck in there.
Wait,
really?
I can cast spells.
I don't have that spell.
No, I can't, sorry.
Can you go back to town and get a scroll?
I'm afraid I don't have a disintegrate scroll.
Please?
And I can't dispel it.
You can't dispel force?
Nope.
I have money!
Well,
we can't really get to it.
I could pay you back.
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.